came and...
I was quite sad to leave. And I remember standing on the hotel steps. I can still remember what I was wearing.
Tell me, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a cotton skirt with an orange knitted blouse with short sleeves. It was very hot, very hot. And you took a photograph of me standing on the steps, didn't you?
What was Frank's outfit? Was he wearing like the fashion?
Oh, he had some cavalry twills.
Oh yeah, so I was
fawn coloured cavalry twill
trousers. Fellas went around in those days casual smart. Not casual scruff as they go around.
And what? Well, you wore suits more often.
Yeah, suits or
sports jackets.
If you're going out, you got dressed up. One of the reasons for going out was to get dressed up.
Before the doorbell rang, you were just on the steps of the hotel and you were telling me what you were wearing.
Yes.
And what Frank and he'd had his new cavalry twills.
Oh, yes. That's,
I don't think
short sleeved
shirt. Short sleeved shirt, yeah. Yes.
But no tie then.
No tie. No tie going home, no. It was very, very hot. And I think we had some time to kill that morning because the flight, it was an afternoon flight. And I think it was a case of we didn't quite know what to do with ourselves, did we?
No.
The final morning.
No.
But,
I'd love to go back just to see if I could remember more, to tell you the truth, because I'm sure that if I saw the scene, I'd be able to put myself in it all those years ago.
But I talk to our children and they'll always say we've always talked about the Milne's Waverley, always, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
It had a very big impression on us.
It was unique.
It was.
I'd never seen a place like it before, and I haven't seen one since.
No.
The nearest I can come to that is the this De Vere Hotel.
Where we were on
Wednesday. The other day.
Yes.
Purely because this also was lined with bookcases, and you got this baronial feel, as I've said before. And that was the... That was stuck in my mind about the hotel.
Because of course I haven't ever seen the suits of armour, because I've seen it now, but it hasn't got all the baronial things.
All the swords, cross swords, lots of cross swords.
Tell me what it was like.
It was I've seen similar things since in Scotland, you know.
The walls were panelled, weren't they?
Scottish castle. It'd be a very similar sort of thing. Lots of wood, lots of probably pseudo stone,
Swords.
Yeah.
Were there like suits of armour and swords and things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember lots of cross swords around the dining hall. Can't remember them anywhere else.
Not in your bedroom then?
No.
No.
That wasn't too big.
No, I think this the whole this aura just reflected the ground floor. The whole of the ground floor was like this.
Yes.
The dance plate hall, the dining
hall. I remember
hall,
the staircase as well, a big staircase.
And everything just reflected that style. Oh, but when you went upstairs, it was different.
And you were mentioning the dancing. Was there entertainment there in the hotel? Did you dance there or
no.
Was there not?
I can't remember dancing there, can you? We weren't into dancing, were we?
We weren't, but I'm sure that there was. I'm sure that they certainly had a dance hall.
Oh yes, but we didn't.
It would be called a dance hall, would it?
Dance room.
Ballroom.
Ballroom, of course. Mm. I'm sure if it was there, it would have been made use of.
And you said also, Frank, I was just thinking, you said it was upstairs, it was very different from downstairs.
Yeah.
What was upstairs like then that was different?
Well, it
was totally different to downstairs. There weren't any, the woodwork wasn't dark, the walls were light, the floor coverings were, I can't remember.
Well, there were no windows, of course, on the corridors. Quite, I remember lots of long corridors. So the walls had to be lights, really.
And of course, we didn't see any other rooms but our own. But I could imagine the other rooms would reflect ours. And it was just
carpeted, you know, I don't even think the walls were plain. They papered, I think they were just a plain...
Plain decor, yes, plain decor.
And what you were talking about the bathroom and padding to the loo in the middle of the night. I mean, they didn't have a chamber pot on your bed or anything, did they? That'd be old-fashioned by
well, if there was, I didn't find it.
I think they'd expect you to go to the toilet. Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
And the bathroom, was that nice? What was it like?
Functional. I think it had
probably everything you needed.
But you know, there wasn't the
wouldn't be like that in there.
No, there was no showers or anything. It was just straightforward bath. Separate toilet. I remember it being quite a small area, the toilet area. But
I would imagine that the Milnes Waverley hadn't been altered since it opened as a hotel. It had probably been redecorated, but it hadn't been altered. When did it open? When was it built?
It would have opened in the 1880s or 90s. Hmm. Yeah, it was quite late down that end of the promenade. Maybe even just about turn of the century.
Just turn of the century.
So it would have been about 50 or 60 years old.
I can't remember many buildings after it.
No, it wasn't. It was at the end almost.
It was the end almost, yeah. Wasn't it? And there were some gardens that we used to walk in.
So you're just taking you back to that morning, and you were standing on the steps and feeling for the end of the holiday
and thinking,
honeymoon, not holiday, well, both.
Yes.
And how did it take me through the end of it?
Back to work.
Oh. Well, I felt quite sad at leaving, because obviously we'd had a wonderful time, and you knew you were going back to reality, which was getting up very early, and me going to, well...
The funny thing is, on most holidays, I'm always the one who, when it gets to the last day, oh, come on, let's get home. That's my attitude now. But it certainly wasn't my attitude then.
No.
I was very sorry to leave the island.
You're making a noise.
Well, don't worry, that's fine, that's not too bad. Yeah.
We're making a noise.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
You were sorry to leave the island.
Yes. And I know when we got back into Yeadon, we had to take the airport bus into Leeds. And I remember us walking across Leeds with our cases and standing in the bus station there for a bus home. But I suppose it's fair to say our holiday wasn't quite over, because, again, Frank's sister and her husband, they had gone to Mallorca. Now, that was in the very early days, and we had permission to use their house for a week. No, for 2 weeks, didn't we? Until they got back. So we lived in their house for 2 weeks. Then we went to live with my mum for a few months before the house.
Oh, yes. So we had a house to ourselves, yes.
Yes.
Before your house was ready.
That's right. But, coming back to work and getting up early and the mundane routines and, it's...
Always that feeling at the end.
Yes, I was quite sad to leave.
You've remembered it incredibly well, and I'm really grateful. Mm. Thank you very much.